We got to remind everybody, you're 18 years old here, and you're the leader of your platoon.
Yeah.
Tell us what you observed as you're coming up to the war front, the sound and the smells and all that go with.
Of course, we had fought the French, but then when we first went up to Kazrin, we were getting involved now with the Germans and with the Italians. As we were approaching the front, the closer you got, the louder the bombardment sounded. And then finally, after you hear the bombardment for a while, you get a little closer, you start hearing the small arms fire. And then you see the bodies being brought back, and the German bodies laying there, and Italian bodies. We never covered an enemy's body, but we always covered a friendly body, because that was the rule. You let the enemy be seen so we could say, you got it, buddy. But for our own, we covered them always. So on the way up there, of course, you would be thinking about, am I going to be like this before it's over?
So, did you just have to kind of get fatalistic, say, you know, whatever happens, happens, and I can't worry about that?
That's the way it had to be. It had to be whatever's going to happen is going to happen. The guys used to say, well, you're always after us to duck and take cover when you're being fired on and that, and then try to keep moving. And some of the guys used to always holler, how come you're telling us to duck all the time? Because if a bullet's got our name on it, we're going to get it anyway. Which is that's not the bullet we're worried about. It's the one that says to whom this may concern. That's the one we want you to be aware of, because that one could get you too. So we had that saying.
There is some humor in this, isn't there?
Well, we had to have humor. Had to have it.